I just thought we'd just do an impromptu one here, so there isn't that many people, and I can see what songs you guys want to hear. Happy Easter. Christ is risen. I had a great morning with my family. Me and my son played on the trampoline a lot. They're now at an Easter egg hunt for chocolate. It'll go for hours. And it was best that I just hung back, did work. It's more in my nature. I had a great family time. Then we'll have a great family dinner. But all the chocolate stuff, you know, there's always... I'll just start talking to people about, you know, the moon and whatnot. And I just would rather stay away from that situation. I explained to my son this morning that it's not about chocolate. It's, you know, some really bad men. I didn't say Jews. I'm not going to bring up any of that until he's old enough to get loans. But some bad men did some tried to kill a very good man, and then 3 days later, the very good man came back to life, and that's why we have or came back from the dead, and that's why we have chocolate. And he said, "Of course." And I was like, "Of course." And that was you know, I'm trying to really instill that Easter is about that. And he's like, "But chocolate." I'm like, the very good man who came back after the very bad man hurt him, and I did not say Jews, has nothing to do with that at that age, is the reason that you can have chocolate. And we celebrate with the chocolate. But it's not about the chocolate, and it has nothing to do with bunnies whatsoever. Some people are like, don't do Easter egg hunts, Big Bear. That's pagan. That's ridiculous. I wonder if those same people that are that judgy, it's fun for kids. I wonder if those people also don't do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, those are all pagan gods. Lundi, Mardi, Makridi. Those are all, it's like, what about the months? Do you say July, April, March, January, February? You celebrate the meaning of the day, and then all the other stuff has just been incorporated in your life, and there's really no way around it. And if you think you can get out of that, you can't. So that's why you have to focus on what's important about the day, and everything else is just tradition that is. If not, you're going to have a hard time saying what, making a plan for Wednesday or Friday or Monday. Monday is Lundi, which is moon. It's the worship of the moon. Lundi. And then you have Thursday is Thor's day, from Thor. All right. Good times. And I think I'm going to have on the Dearth dude, the Down the Rabbit Hole guy. He wrote to me, so we're going to make that happen. Please play. What do you guys want to hear? Let's hear some songs. Yeah, pray for Sri Lanka. Celebrate Christianity while enjoying the new spring season. Exactly. That's exactly right. We're now in the apocalypse. No, we aren't. We never landed on the Monday. That's wicked funny. Happy Easter, everyone. He is risen. Boom. Dearth seems okay. Yeah. He seems cool. That's all. That completes. That's the best of both worlds. I get to talk about some. Sweet. Dearth is your biggest fan. So glad to hear that. Yeah. I think that makes perfect sense. He's very nice. It's all about how people treat each other. Moonlight Sonata, no problem. George, no logos in that. I'm going to upload this now for Vox. I'm going to be selling audiobooks like essays, like hour long essays from Vox Day's website. His Castalia house is a way to pay the bills. And I just recorded my first one. It's all about comedy, the nature of comedy. What is comedy? 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to start uploading this for him. I'm going to send it over to him. Public? No. Private. Or unlisted. Oh, my God. And it also helps me. It pushes me to write more. But dirt seems cool. It's all about good people, man. It really is. It's all about respectful conversations. I can talk to anybody as long as they follow the basic rules of interaction. Happy Easter, everybody. Christ is risen on this day. Hey, Owen, I've decided I'm going to write you a letter. Great, Nathaniel. I'm P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington. Where's the Bears? Well, I just jumped in randomly. Someone said, great job honoring logos today, promoting a sick Satanist. How much did Dearth pay you? Even on Easter, they don't quit. Christians and Muslims united against evil. What do you guys want to hear? Want to just hear some nice music? Request for Hallelujah, so I'll do that one. I don't even know all the lyrics. It goes, well, I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to her kitchen chair and broke your throne, and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This room and I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, there was a time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? Remember when I moved in you and the Holy God was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
all I've ever learned from life was how to shoot somebody who outgrew you. Well, it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for you. What else you guys want to hear? There's a lot of people. A lot of people here. This is going really fast. It's going really, really fast. Beautiful song. Yeah, it is a very nice song. It's, man. Ode to Joy is a good one. Amazing Grace is a great one.
queen, and he pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth,
the minor fourth, and the major lift,
the baffled king composing hallelujah.
Melody, singing like Bob Dylan. I can't deface Amazing Grace like that. Hang on a second. I just got to ban some people. Easter Day. What else you guys want to hear? I can't wait till we get private chat again on unauthorized.tv. It's just mad world. It's a little depressing for today. It was beautiful. Thank you. Happy Easter to you and your family. You as well. First day of my life. I should play that one. That's a beautiful song. It's just such a good song. And I won't let anyone ruin it for me. And people are like, Big Bad, it's really about Sri Lanka. No, it's just listen to what it is. It's a beautiful song. It's sung from the point of view of a baby to his mother on the day that the child is born.
This is the first day of my life. Swear I was born right in the doorway. I went out in the rain. Suddenly everything changed. They're spreading blankets on the beach. Yours is the first face that I saw. Think I was blind before I met you. Don't know where I am, don't know where I've been, but I know where I want to go. Remember the time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning? And I thought it was strange. You said everything changed. You felt as if you just woke up. And you said, this is the first day of my life. Glad I didn't die before I met you. Now I don't care, I can go anywhere with you, and I'd probably be happy. So if you wanna be with me, well, these things there's no telling, we'll just have to wait and see. But I'd rather be working for a paycheck than waiting to win the lottery. Besides, maybe this time I think it's different. I mean, I really think you like me. This is the first day of my life. Think I was blind before I met you. and I thought it was strange. You said everything changed. You felt as if this is the first day of my life. Glad I didn't die before I met you.
It's an anti-abortion song, and the way God works is I don't give a shit if the writer knew it or not, but that's exactly what that song is. It's interesting how things work that way, where sometimes the very people involved don't even know what they're making. Like, that is one of the most beautiful songs ever written, and I don't care what people think it's about. Thank you very much, everybody. Today will be a chill stream. Very chill. Very, very chill. Just playing piano and hanging out. Praise to the most influential individual to walk God's green earth. Yeah. Christ is risen, dude. Someone just said David Duke Candace Owens 2020. That'd be hysterical. Happy Easter to everybody. Happy Easter. Talk to D-I-T-R-H. I am. That's who's going to be on the stream. He's very nice, and that's all I care about. Because nice is logos. Music is logos. Music is so logos. Will we talk? No, wait. Love your chats with E. Michael Jones. Always awesome. Oh, the chat's looking actually pretty good again. I hate third-term abortions. You should hate all abortions. Why would you not? Easter. Ave Maria is a good song. That's what's being tried to... They try to take form and beauty away from the population so that people forget God's word. And that's real. That's why architecture and totalitarian regimes is so ugly. Because they want you to forget what it sounds like. Despite all the chaos and craziness of the world, can just focus on order and beauty in the noise, get through it, and people go, ah. And that's why they try to burn down the cathedrals, because they want... I mean, I have a Bible on the computer or on the piano. There's a reason. There is no difference. It is order. What song is that? That's Beethoven's Fifth. I used to do a comedy bit about it. It goes, my blinker's on, please let me merge. My lane ends in 500 feet, I will be fine. He doesn't budge, but that's okay, I still have time. 300 feet, just let me fit. 100 feet, you piece of shit. I start to go, I hope you know I'm low. Let's stop. My window's down, my fingers up. I start to sweat, I see no cops. I'll bump your car, nothing to lose. You drive up, Benz, it's brand new. My car's got no resale value. You back down now, your bitch ass is in my rear view. I have to work on that a little bit to get the words down while I'm playing it. My blinker's on, please let me merge. My lane ends in 500 feet. I will be fine. He doesn't budge, but that's okay. I still have time. 300 feet. Just let me fit. 100 feet, you piece of shit. Now I am mad. I think I probably have it somewhere on YouTube. I'll play it for you guys. Because those things I can be rusty on when I don't work on them because it just takes so much brain power. 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so bad at search words. I don't even know how I would find it. I just typed in Owen Benjamin Beethoven. This is a bit I've done in like specials. Because like I'll title stuff. Like yesterday it was just titled Field of Dreams. That's why I like that there's so many clip channels popping up with my stuff in it because I'm so bad at labeling things. You know, Owen Benjamin clips, Owen Benjamin highlights, Owen Benjamin Bear Cave, like there's a bunch of them and they'll like sum things up. And that's important because I can't. Oh, Seven Nation Army?
Hell yeah.
Oh, Beethoven's Fifth in the Key of Road Rage. If that's what it's called. Beethoven's Fifth Key of Road Rage. There we go. That might be there. There's something there.
My blinkers on.
There you go.
Please let me.
Dude, my head is so shaved like a freaking. I had shaved like a Nazi in this. Hang on, I'll show it to you guys. Or just a legend. It's shaved like an Ashkenazi. There we go.
My blinkers on. Please let me merge. My lane ends in 500 feet. I have some time. My window's down, my fingers up. I'm walking because I see no cops. I'll walk your car, nothing to lose. You drive a Benz, it's brand new. My car's got no resale value. You back down now, your bitch ass is in my rear view.
That's right. I was once celebrated by many, many people. Until they took it away from me. No, that was a few years ago. I can't remember when that was. Amy was with me on that trip. So I don't think Walter was born yet. Stevie Wonder caught driving. Yeah, I don't. Freddie Johnson, Bad Reputation. I love that song. It goes,
I've got a bad reputation, and it isn't just talk, talk, talk. If I could only give you everything that I haven't got, I could have had a warm conversation if it wasn't for your lies, lies, lies. And still, I wanna tell you everything. Until I close my eyes, suddenly I'm on the street. 7 years disappear below my feet. I'm breaking down. You want me now. You want me now. I know I've got a bad reputation, and it isn't just talk, talk, talk. If I could only give you everything that I haven't got, don't you think I've heard the talk? Nobody's gonna tell me who to love. I'm breaking down. Do you want me now? You want me now?
It's a good song. Make an intro for the streams from this song. It is kind of applicable to my life, huh? Anyone can do porn in basement. That is scary. Wow, Owen is brilliant. Oh, thank you. I am trying to get your attention to the innocent lives that were lost to the church on Easter Sunday. Right, in Sri Lanka. Pray for them. But it's a day of celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's not just focus on all the horror of the world. You know, it's not what is the point. Christianity, the reason it's better than all the other ones, is because it celebrates life and perseverance and what is good. So if you want to just make all your holidays the celebration of genocide, horror, and persecution, you can go ahead and become Jewish. And I have no problem with that. But that's not my world. Imagine how much it would have sucked on Easter when the Jews saw that Jesus had risen. They must have just been so pissed. They were like, yeah, we kick ass. Yeah, this is awesome. Yeah, we made all the right calls. Oh, no. What the fuck? He seriously was somebody. We made such a bad call. Cover it up for thousands of years. Start the Federal Reserve now. Now, go, go, do it now. If you love truth, look into Easter. Okay. How would Joe Rogan react to seeing Jesus? He'd be like, man, you're so tall. I just want to spend time with my family. Life is good, pagan or not. Dude, the whole look into the paganism of Easter, it's a way to destroy another Christian holiday. It's so stupid. Don't fall for it. What do bunnies... Every child has had that thought. What do bunnies have to do with Easter? Nothing. Nothing. It's a stupid thing that's been passed on culturally that we just do. Easter is about the resurrection of Christ. We all know that. That's a religious celebration. And all the other stuff that we just do, we don't really even know. Guys, George Washington didn't really tell the truth about the cherry tree. A lot of things are just part of your culture. It just is. That's a way. It's a subversive technique to be like, if you care about the truth, you'll see what Easter really is. And it's Ishtar, chocolate, you know, the big chocolate companies. And no, that's just a way to destroy something else. Just, it's Easter. Kids like going Easter egg hunting. It's fun. If people understood, like, the ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy, ashes, we all fall down. That's about the plague. Are you going to go up to little kids and be like, hey, kids, you know how you're outside playing and singing songs? Well, this song's really about the plague. Ring around the rosy, that circles around your eyes. Pocket full of posies, that was to ward off evil spirits. Ashes, we all fall down. You know, that's fine if that's what you want your life to be. Where you just keep going up to beautiful things and be like, oh, by the way, Beethoven was deaf and gay. It's like, okay, I'm going to keep, it's not Cadbury, it's Logos. At least you were talking about it. That's fine with me. I don't care what's fine with you or what isn't fine with you. You know, a lot of people are very focused on themselves because they don't have enough chores. Oh, D-I-T-R-H is here. Yeah, I'm going to have him... I'm going to have him on the stream. I think he sounds very nice. Bunnies actually lay eggs on Easter. That's true. I have bunnies. I don't know about eggs. Do bunnies lay eggs? I thought bunnies just give birth. Bunnies don't come out of eggs. We have two bunny dorms. It's hysterical because we have male bunnies in one area and female bunnies in another. We haven't let them do what they do because we don't want to have a demographic problem with the bunnies. So, but the bunny thing is about breeding. And I think the whites could learn a thing or two about from bunnies. When people are like, bunnies are a pagan ritual of fertility. It's like, yeah, maybe you should look into that. Maybe you should look into fertility and stop whacking off in your mom's basement all the time. Easter is a Christian holiday of the resurrection of Christ. The bunnies remind you to impregnate your wife. And if you overlook it, if you look too deep into it, you just end up whacking off in your mom's basement again, not making more white people or logos driven non-white people, which I'm fine with as well. I just, you know, really need that logos, really need that logos. And, you know, I'm more into the height than anything. Blood sacrifice and religious cults. Okay. Okay, I guess that's really what we should be focused on today, not the resurrection. Or no, I'm being sarcastic. We should not be focused on that. We should be focused on the resurrection of Christ and the fact that you should be breeding and having children, just like bunnies. No logos in Easter. That isn't true, Brewing Bear. There's tons of logos in Easter. It's kind of a huge pivotal point in Christianity is the resurrection of Christ. The bunnies remind everyone to fuck and to make babies because we're being demographically driven out of our own lands. The chocolate is just fun for kids. And if you're the type of person that thinks that Easter should be ruined because of like weird beginnings, Sunday, just the word Sunday comes from sun worship. Thursday comes from Thor's day. Lundi, which is Monday, the Latin luna is the worship of the moon. And then, of course, you have Makridi, Mardi. Mardi, I think, is the war god, Mars. So go ahead and make it so when someone's like, hey, do you want to hang out Wednesday? It's like, I don't use those. Those are pagan. I use a numbering system that only I know, and I can't communicate with anyone but me, which means that I won't have children, and that means that the whole plan has worked against me. Ha 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 ha. What is Saturday? I can't remember. Well, what is it in French? 5G is a huge problem, Big Bear. One that you can't solve or do anything about. So why don't you just go ahead and have kids and have and enjoy your day, you know, celebrate. You can worry about 5G all day. When I was a kid, it was acid rain, global cooling, nuclear war. What else? The ozone layer. You know, there are all these things that that made it so people didn't face any responsibilities in their lives. And now it's, you know, global warming, 5G, the end times, you know, figuring out who the Antichrist is, sitting in your mom's basement wondering if you're red pill, black pill, white pill, or what kind of red pill you are. You know, when you should just, you know, celebrate Easter with the family. Instead, you're just wondering, you know, how it's really all just evil. Oh, AIDS was a big one when I was a kid. So I never died of AIDS or acid rain or global cooling or the ozone layer. Turns out, oh, Saturn is Saturday. Exactly. Wednesday is Odin's day. That's right. 5G will warm the planet. No one cares. No one cares about the despair. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But you sitting around worrying about it only creates cortisol and destroys your own society. So it's all work. It's just like, the biggest mind control is really just laugh tracks and scary music. You know, like when this plays when Eminem is getting ready to rap. Look, you had. Imagine if it was this. Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, would you capture it? Let it slip. That's MK Ultra. That's all. That's the most powerful mind control you can have is comedy and music. Why do you think I've been banned from everything? Why do you think just some dumb asshole like me who just wanted to do comedy is banned from everything? Because I figured out the whole thing. Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted. Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, would you capture it? Or would you just let it slip? Mom Spaghetti! Yay! Yeah, that's how, that's it's literally like this. This is that half step. It's the same as Jaws. Yeah. you know, you can make anything scary or anything happy. And a lot of the trolls in the chats do do the job of the deep state. They don't need. That's why I realize there isn't this. It isn't Mossad or CIA or Soros or anything. It's ourselves. I watch people that I know just sit here and be like, "It's over for us. The 5G is going to cook our own dicks. It's over for." It's like you're doing the job for everybody. It's all here. It's all right there. You know, Christianity, which survived caliphates, centuries long of Muslim control of Europe. You know, you don't learn about that shit because they don't want to let you know that you can overcome. We will overcome. I've been to the mountaintop. 5G is Joe Rogan. Happy Easter. We are our own controlled opposition. Exactly. We are they. We are they. The Jews profit from it, so they're easy to spot. But we are our own they. I'm so tired of 5G terror. It's so dumb. You know, when I was a kid, I used to get headaches around electromagnetism. So this guy named Dr. Becker wrote a book called Cross Currents about how high voltage power lines would cause cancer. I was like 8. And so we used to drive there. It was it Pulaski, New York? I can't remember, but he got ostracized from the scientific world because he talked about how electromagnetism was bad for human cells. It ate. This is 1988. So I'm with this doctor one-on-one because I displayed signs, clear signs, that I was sensitive to electromagnetic energy. Like I would get headaches around computers and stuff like that. And so I learned all about that back then. And I went through a phase where I didn't want to be near electric wires and all this stuff. And then I realized a lot of the paranoia was worse for me than anything. And that simply is life. And at 8 years old, I could have curled up in a little ball and said, oh, electromagnetic currents are bad for our cells, which it was then, just like it is now. And I wouldn't have met Amy. I wouldn't have children. I wouldn't have had any type of comedy career. I would have been in my mom's basement, just like a lot of you guys. The 5G thing is simply a lot of this stuff is now becoming available to people. My mom knew all about genetically modified foods, chemicals, all that stuff. We used to have organic co-ops where we would only eat food from local farmers. My mom's motto was, we don't eat a cow that I didn't know. And so I saw how you live in this beast. I saw that I could eat a Big Mac and not die. I saw that my mom's molasses was probably better for me than other molasses. But it's the, like, my mom was on some of this stuff before, when Alex Jones was still jizzing his daddy's balls. And I mean that. My mom was on board because here's the reality of some of these pagan fears. My mom was raised Catholic, but the female part of the family was really into herbs and earthy stuff, not earth worship, not Satanism, but like women that was information that was passed down from all the way back to the old German farming knowledge. And a lot of people see that as pagan, when in reality, it's essential knowledge, you know, like how garlic cures diseases, how this herb does this, when the sun comes out in this month, like why, what the rabbits are scared of and what they do, all that stuff. That coupled with the logos of Christ, that's very female. The women kind of think about herbs and shit like that and, you know, patterns in the moon. The moon has a 28-day cycle, just like their periods. They're drawn to this shit. The worshiping of polytheism is a problem. That's a cult. Pagan simply just meant, it started meaning non-Christian, but originally it just meant farmer. You know, villain came from via. It just meant country. A lot of us are villains and have elements of pagan. It's not a rejection of Christ. It's farming knowledge. And that's legitimately what it is. And so people are like, oh, that's a magic potion. You're a witch. It's like, no, this is garlic. And when antibiotics no longer work, you'll want this. And so the male is typically the Christian leader of the house, you know, logos, discipline, all that stuff. The man is the representation of God in the house, and the woman is the creator of life, and she's more drawn to cycles, herbs, shit like that. And that's literally what you have to understand. And when you live a country lifestyle and you understand that a lot of women just sit around and tell each other fucking basically potions, it's not to make hexes. It's literally like, okay, so what cures a sore tooth? You know, what lowers a baby's fever? All this stuff. And from the outside, it appears like it's some sort of potion, when in reality, it's connecting to the cycles of earth that allow you to eat. And that's what people kind of have to understand that. Where are you getting all of this? Books, my life, my long and very turbulent and interesting life that I've lived. So the 5G thing, I was concerned about that when I was eight years old. Look up Dr. Becker, Cross Currents. He wrote it and got ostracized by the medical community when I was just a child. And my mom sought him out to talk to me about my headaches that I would get around a lot of electricity, because I was a sensitive, precious little boy. All right. I think I'm going to land the plane here. I just wanted to play a little music for you guys. How many period day cycles does the Ms. Bunny have? I don't know what that means. 5G is a military surveillance weapon, will be used for census data and track everyone. Great. Great. Good for you. You really, no sarcasm. You're not bringing anything to this. What's going to happen is it's all military and they're going to track everywhere you go. Do you understand the convergence make it so people can't do anything? The future is more likely idiocracy than it is this dystopian nightmare that you guys keep inventing in your own minds. The military, which is, you know, part of government, which is converging and becoming nonsense land, won't have the capabilities. You understand, like a really bad bureaucracy doesn't have the ability of getting anything done. So when it's like, oh man, 5G is going to track you and fuck your ass and make it so your dick doesn't work, so it's really not your fault, it's everyone else's fault. There's that doesn't mean anything. You're not facing any problems that you do today. The future is more likely idiocracy. It's going to be dumb people have bigger families, and all these quote unquote smart people with their better genetics scare the shit out of themselves in their mom's basements and don't have children. They're like, oh my God, did you hear that the curtains are really Satan? It's an avoidance of responsibility. I was up all night because of Charlie's teeth, you know, and that's when you start understanding that some of these pagan things aren't as scary as one would guess. Like if you have a neighbor that's like, well, this ginger root or whatever, I don't listen to any of this nonsense, but if you rub it on the gums, they don't scream as much as kids. Yeah, great. So like to be a dad, you have to understand that life isn't about you. You can't sit in your mom's basement wondering about, oh, the government is going to blow your mind with the 5G. Like I didn't sleep last night because of a baby. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to have another baby. And then God willing on another baby, and then God willing on a fourth. Our plan is to have four children. And that's from not sleeping. Then you have people on here being like, you look stressed. Oh my God, you look like you're just getting crushed by Savanye. When in reality, I'm just a dad. And a lot of people have so much time, selfish time on their hands, that they're just like, you don't know what the government's doing because you won't face it. You won't face it, bro. God willing, we'll have four children. My brother already has three. He'll probably have more. So if I have four children, my brother has four children, then between me and my brother, we will have eight children. Eight. That's most likely the scenario. So out of two came eight. Out of four. Do you understand? If everybody did that, we would have no demographic issues whatsoever. But instead, people are like, the future, the government, the 5G. It's like, well, why aren't you having children? I'm much too busy. I'm much too busy solving all the world's problems, and just me and Ben Shapiro are just, we're fighting for you. When it's like, you have no kids. You have no kids. So what are you passing on? You're passing on nothing. You're just stress. It's the same thing that's happening on Easter. It's like Easter is a day of celebration. Christ has risen. Resurrection. This is a beautiful, wonderful day. And yeah, let your kids go Easter egg hunting and give them some chocolate. Because it isn't satanic unless you say this chocolate is from Satan. Me and my son had a great talk this morning, and he's 3 years old, about how there was a very, very good man who came to help everybody, and some very, very bad men hurt him and thought they got rid of him. But 3 days later, he came back and showed that he couldn't be killed. And my son goes, "Of course." And then he goes, "And chocolate?" I'm like, "Yeah, and now you can have chocolate because of the good man." And it's like, that's it. That's the whole thing. And then from there, you just do whatever. You know, if your family wants to go Easter egg hunting and talk about the Easter bunny, it's fun for kids. And Easter bunnies should remind you to breed and have children. Women are slacking. Is that from a man? That's from a man. You're the one slacking. When I met my wife, she had one long strand of purple hair, and she would go to raves, and she was getting her master's in engineering, and she battled depression and was on Zoloft. She hasn't been on any pills in years and years. She is basically as red-pilled as you can get. She's currently reading a book called The New World Order. And we get our own goat's milk, and we make our own cheese, and we have children, and we live in the country, and she loves her husband and children more than anything in the world. So when you blame women, it's because you're so fucking weak and you offer so little leadership and guidance that they don't follow you. And then when you blame them, it's just like, oh my God, 5G is why my dick don't work. Oh, my wife's grandpa's here. We're about to go work on some stuff. Happy Easter, everybody. Happy Easter. Celebrate today. Don't let the buzzkills get you down. Because that's their job. They have to get you down because they have to get themselves down to justify the fact that they're not doing anything. Have kids. Learn from the bunnies. Learn from the bunnies. Breed. Breed. Make it count. Stop having sterile sex. Sterile sex is for neutered dogs, not for human beings. Be fruitful and multiply. Go forth, young man. Go make babies. Have families. And then let your kids look for eggs and tell them about Jesus. You can have both. You don't have to spiral. 5G isn't doing shit to you. Your lack of children is the whole problem. 5G is just another letter and a number. And I was worried about that when I was 8. And then I grew up when I turned 9. I love you guys. Unauthorized.tv and my first audiobook will be coming out shortly. It's called Feed the Bear. If you want to support me, we'll be selling audiobooks from Vox Day's book website, Castalia House, Arkhaven Comics, and it's all about comedy. It's an end around the PayPal situation, and it's also going to be getting you guys stuff that there's no other place to get it. I appreciate you. Go have a great day with your family. That's what I'm about to do. And remember, Easter's a wonderful day about celebration, being grateful, prayer, chocolate. Remember the bunnies. Breed like the bunnies. Don't be a pussy.